北约秘书长吕特又一次夸赞川普了。
NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg has praised Trump once.
最近呢，吕特当面称赞川普是美国历史上首位。
Recently, Lutt praised Trump in front of him as the first president in American history.
成功迫使欧洲盟友大幅增加军费支出的总统。
President successfully pressured European allies to significantly increase military spending.
他指出
He pointed out that
从艾森豪威尔以来的历任美国总统都没有在平衡美国与欧洲之间的防务支出方面取得如此显著的效果。
Neither Eisenhower nor any subsequent U.S. president has achieved such a significant effect in balancing U.S. defense spending with that of Europe.
而川普的独特施压策略促成了这个成果啊。
And Trump's unique pressure strategy has led to this achievement.
现场可谓气氛热烈。
The atmosphere was lively.
川普听后心情大悦。直言呢
Trump was delighted after hearing the news and immediately said so.
就是他为什么很喜欢吕特的原因。
That's why he liked Lutz so much.
我相信在很多国人的眼里
I believe that in the eyes of many Chinese people,
吕特就是一个奴颜婢膝。
Lute is a tool that can be used to create music, but it also has the potential for abuse.
只会拍川普马屁的人。
People who only flatter Trump.
大家都在玩他的各种梗。
Everyone is playing his various jokes.
但我不这么看。问题。
But I don't see it that way.
绝不可能这么简单。
It's definitely not that simple.
在我的判断里
In my judgment,
吕特非常清楚自己在做什么。
Luther was very clear about what he was doing.
也明白自己为什么要那么做。
I also understand why I'm doing this.
实际上
In fact,
他是欧洲在川普时代确立的对美阳奉阴违外交政策的组成部分。
He was a part of the European policy of tacit support for the U.S. under Trump.
或者说是一种承担了特定职责分工的角色。
Or a role that assumes specific responsibilities and divisions of labor.
他的任务就是哄骗和安抚川普的情绪。
His task is to deceive and appease Trump's emotions.
也就是那个阳奉的部分，通过抑美川普来最大限度地谋求
That part of the good cop strategy, which involves using Donald Trump to achieve maximum gains.
川普不会和欧洲公开决裂。
Trump will not publicly break with Europe.
因为那样并不符合欧洲的利益。
Because that doesn't benefit Europe.
至于他说的什么
As for what he said,
只有川普成功地让欧洲人在防务领域掏了钱之类的话
Only Trump succeeded in making Europeans pay for defense, etc.
在我看来是一种反话
In my opinion, it is a counterstatement.
正说，从艾森豪威尔到川普
I was just talking about Eisenhower to Trump.
一共是12任美国总统。
There are a total of 12 U.S. presidents.
为什么只有川普成功了?
Why did only Trump succeed?
不是因为其他美国总统做不到。
It's not because other U.S. presidents couldn't do it.
要知道,这对于握有世界老大地位的美国来说
To know this for the United States, which holds the position of the world's top leader,
轻而易举。
Easy.
川普时代之前的美国
Before the Trump era, the United States
在世界的经济
In the world's economy
政治和科技版图上的重要性和统治力
Political and technological importance
其实都比今天的美国要高得多
Actually, they were much higher than today's United States
而是因为他们都明白一个道理 和让欧洲人多掏一点钱。
Instead, they understood that the key was to convince Europeans to spend more money.
变得更加自立。
Become more independent.
相比，美国牢牢把控欧洲的安全命脉和掌握在北约不可取代的主导权。
In contrast, the United States maintains a firm grip on Europe's security lifeline and holds an irreplaceable leading position in NATO.
让欧洲和北约形成对美国的深度依赖。
To create a deep dependence on the United States for Europe and NATO.
才是确保美国战后领导地位的核心地缘政治要素。
The core geopolitical elements that ensure the United States post-war leadership.
因此
Therefore,
美国承担大部分的对欧安保责任。
The United States bears the brunt of the security responsibilities for Europe.
恰恰是维持美国霸权的需要。
That's precisely what is needed to maintain American hegemony.
相反
On the contrary,
欧洲人在防务方面的份额和自主权越大
the larger the share and autonomy of European defense,
美国的领导力和话语权就越弱
the leadership and influence of the United States will become weaker.
这些观点我之前已经多次阐述过了
I have already stated these points many times before.
只有短视的川普才会认为放弃对欧洲的安全责任和不惜损害与盟友间的互相信任与尊重。
Only a short-sighted Trump would believe that abandoning European security responsibilities and being unwilling to damage trust and respect with allies is beneficial.
是符合美国利益的。
It is in the interest of the United States.
殊不知
Actually,
那是亲手断送美国80年累积起来的战略优势的极致愚蠢。
That was the ultimate stupidity, destroying America's strategic advantage accumulated over 80 years.
可是没办法。
But there's nothing I can do.
商人出身的川普眼里。
In Trump's eyes, who comes from a business background,
只有眼前的利益和账本
Only the immediate benefits and accounts.
所以不可避免的他也
Therefore, he is inevitably.
也就被深通政治博弈的大帝稳稳拿捏成了为俄国利益服务
It was firmly controlled by deep state serving the interests of Russia.
却不自知的服务生
A self-aware waiter.
从放弃对乌克兰的支持到削弱
From abandoning support for Ukraine to weakening
对北约的防务力量
NATO defensive forces
再到威胁
And then the threat
加拿大、丹麦这样的北约成员国的领土完整等等
The territorial integrity of countries like Canada and Denmark as well as NATO members
作为无一不契合俄国人意欲瓦解北约和分化欧洲的地缘战略利益。
As a strategy that aligns with the Russian desire to undermine NATO and divide Europe.
这不
That's right.
川普居然指示他的财政部长要切断和不听话的西班牙之间的全部贸易联系。
Trump actually instructed his Secretary of Treasury to cut off all trade relations with Spain.
这真是荒谬绝伦的不可理喻。
This is absurd and ridiculous.
我强烈的感到，吕特在川普面前表现的这种奉承是绝对的。
I strongly feel that Lutz's flattering behavior towards Trump was completely inappropriate.
口不对心。
Not to the point.
因为这和他所代表的西方联盟的实际立场截然相反。
Because this is completely different from the actual stance of the Western alliance he represents.
所以合理的解释逻辑应该是，他是愤怒要自立的。
Therefore, A reasonable explanation for the logic is that he was angry and wanted to be independent.
欧洲和背叛了西方价值观的川普的美国之间必要的缓冲器。
A necessary buffer between Trump's America, which has betrayed Western values, and Europe.
维持着欧美之间最后的体面与机会。
Maintaining the last vestiges of dignity and opportunity between the two sides.
吕特和欧洲人很清楚。
It is clear to both Travitt and the Europeans.
国际政治不是过家家，可以随意的分和。
International politics is not a game that can be casually divided and merged.
为了顾全大局。
In order to maintain the overall situation,
不把肤浅任性的川普彻底推向普京那一边。
Don't let Trump's superficial and impulsive behavior completely push him towards Putin's side.
那么必要的隐忍和恭维是明智的沟通手段。
Therefore, necessary self-restraint and flattery are intelligent communication methods.
所以在棘手的对美互动中
In the complex interactions with the United States,
必须有人去扮演安抚者的角色
Someone must play the role of a mediator.
要有人去唱这个红脸
Someone needs to sing this red face.
看得出大多数欧洲和北约国家相信川普主义是暂时的。
It is clear that most European and NATO countries believe that Trumpism is temporary.
他们对后川普时代的美国还抱有希望。
They still have hope for the United States after Trump.